It's President's Day, and Kevin Shortsleeve has some thoughts about how to make this holiday meaningful for kids today.
President's Day has perhaps become one of our country's least observed celebrations. Like many legal holidays, but especially so with President's Day, it is commercialism that dictates our experience. Today, after all, when one hears the phrase President's Day, your first thought may be of an automobile dealership. But at what cost to children do we allow President's Day to go by like any other? What would childhood be without the lessons in honesty taught by fables like George Washington and the Cherry Tree, or Honest Abe, who walked all those miles to return a penny? But I must add one last rhetorical question to those. Do old legends like these still fly with today's child? Modern kids are a savvy group, and many know the Cherry Tree story was a work of fiction. And when it comes right down to it, today's media climate may prevent such unquestioned adulation of any political leader, past or present. But we can still enjoy President's Day with our 21st century American children. We need only share a realistic book about a real president. Russell Freeman's Lincoln, A Photobiography, is an effective book for igniting this interest from today's child. Freeman's book is one of the few nonfiction pieces to ever win the prestigious Newbery Award in children's literature, and it will win over the contemporary reader precisely because it avoids the hero-worshipping folklore tone often attached to juvenile biographies. Instead, Freeman's text is fresh and direct. It offers clear, insightful coverage of Lincoln's elections, his stand on slavery, and the terrible, grueling realities of the Civil War. And like Lincoln himself, the mood of the book can sometimes swing from the somber to the whimsical, as in a four-panel progression of photos taken over a period of 6 months that illustrates the growing of his famous beard. Along with these and other amazing photographs, Freeman provides the reader with many compelling facts, such as a list of the items they found in Lincoln's wallet the night he died. Inside, his close friends discovered a Confederate $5 bill and a wrinkled newspaper clipping written by a foreign journalist. The article read, "All those who believe that slavery weakens America's power and tarnishes your good name throughout the world, and who regard the restoration of your Union as a thing to be desired, are heartily longing for the re-election of Mr. Lincoln. They think they have observed in his career a grand simplicity of purpose and a patriotism which knows no change and does not falter."